Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, I'm going to talk about choosing to be happy. If you think that doesn't sound very scriptural, I have some good scriptures to prove my idea, and examples of people in the Bible who made the choice to be happy. So hang in there with me, especially if you're not feeling very happy today. You know, with all that's going on around the world and our own personal disasters, it's easy to become depressed and unhappy. And yet King David, who experienced all kinds of personal disasters year after year, also wrote Psalm 144. And in that psalm, in verse 1, he said, "The Lord is his rock." Verse 2, his fortress. Verse 3, his high tower and deliverer. And then he ends the chapter saying, "Happy are the people whose God is the Lord." Wow. Interestingly, he didn't say, "Happy are we if we don't have any problems. Happy are we if we have plenty of money. Happy are we if everyone loves and honors us." No, just a simple fact. Ignoring the issues of our life, just a simple fact. If our God is God Jehovah and his son Jesus, we can be happy. You know, our own President Lincoln many years ago made a very interesting observation. He said, "Most folks are about as happy as they choose to be." Well, I've learned that to be true in my own life, and it's something I've had to learn to choose again and again. Just yesterday, while working on this program, a new neighbor stopped in bringing me a little plant. As we talked, she too had lost her husband, although quite a few years ago. But in sharing, she said they had been married for 52 years. 52 years! And it was her times of reading the Psalms and praying that helped her. As she said, "I had to put one foot in front of the other and remember to smile." Well, there's a wonderful song I love to play if I'm having trouble keeping my joy, keeping my happiness. It always lifts my spirit. Here's Carol Roberson singing, "Jesus is My Happiness."
I don't need no mansion high upon a hill to know that my life has been blessed. My soul is satisfied. My sins were crucified. Jesus is my happiness. I don't need no fancy clothes or a diamond ring. Know that I've got the very best. I've got sweet peace of mind, and when I leave this world behind, Jesus will be my happiness. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Is my strength.
I'd rather have his love than anything. The good things of this world come and go, but true happiness is a lasting thing. Of gold or gates made of pearl. I know Jesus will be heaven's best. If I go or if I stay, I'm a winner either way. Jesus is my happiness. I don't need no mansion that my life has been blessed. I've got sweet peace of mind, and when I leave this world behind, Jesus will be my happiness. Jesus will be my happiness. Oh yes, Jesus will be my happiness.
Yes, Jesus is my happiness, and I pray that he's yours too. Well, on this program, I'm discussing the issue of choosing to be happy in spite of our circumstances. And you may be thinking, that's fine for you, Samantha, but you have no idea what my life is like. It's true, I don't. But then, you don't know the tragedies I've had to face either. However, I've learned that life is easier if we keep our joy on the journey, no matter how difficult our circumstances become. You know, when I think of people in the Bible who did not choose to have the difficult circumstances that happened to them, one of the people I think of is Joseph in the Old Testament. Can you imagine how Joseph felt being sold into slavery by his own brothers? And then, some years later, being falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and being thrown in prison? Well, if you want to read his story, go to Genesis chapter 30. And when you're reading, remember, prisons in those days didn't have hot showers and TV time like they do in prisons here in the United States. But no matter what trials came his way, Joseph kept his attitude right, and the Lord blessed him with favor even in the prison. I'm sure Joseph had many dismal, discouraging nights in the prison when he wondered if he'd ever get out. And yet, even in prison, because he had a good attitude and chose to be happy, he was given a job being in charge of the other prisoners. Well, the rest of the story for Joseph is that he was eventually became ruler over Egypt and was able to save his father and family and all the Israelite people from starvation. Well, since this program goes into nations all over the world, I imagine there may be many people who are experiencing dark nights of the soul and may even be in prison. But wherever we are, we can choose to remember the scripture from another psalm of King David, where he writes in chapter 30, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Well, there's a wonderful song that's based on this scripture. Here is Gary McSpadden singing for you now, "Joy Comes in the Morning."
If you've knelt beside the rubble of an aching, broken heart, when the things you gave your life to fell apart, you're not the first to be acquainted with sorrow, grief, or pain. But the Master promised sunshine after rain. Hold on, my child. Joy comes in the morning. Weeping only lasts for the night. Hold on, my child. Just inside.
Just inside.
Now to invest your seed of trust in God, in mountains you can't move. You have risked your life on things you cannot prove. Just to give the things you cannot keep for what you cannot lose. That's the way to find the joy God has for you. Hold on, my child. Joy comes in the morning.
Comes in the morning.
Weeping only lasts for the night. Hold on, my child. Just inside. Hold on, my child, for dawn is just inside.
Oh, yes, what a blessing to remember. Joy does come in the morning as we put our trust in the Lord. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. And I've been talking about choosing to be happy in spite of our circumstances. And if you're wondering how to do that, the Apostle Paul wrote about the way to choose to be happy when he wrote to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 8. He said, "And now, brothers, as I close this letter, let me say this one more thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and good and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely, and dwell on the fine, good things in others. Think about all you can praise God for, and be glad about it." Oh yes, if you truly take time to think about all you can praise God for and be glad about it, you will be choosing to be happy. You know, one of the aspects of choosing to be happy is also choosing to smile, even when you don't feel like it. I have found that if you choose to smile, others will almost automatically respond with a smile in return. Did you know that choosing to smile will actually make you physically happier? Well, according to scientists, it works like this. A frown uses 97 muscles and also tightens the muscles in your scalp. But a smile releases the muscles and requires the use of only 36 muscles, which in turn lets the blood flow more easily, which brings more oxygen to the brain. As you continue to smile, releasing more oxygen into the brain, doctors have found you actually become happier with all of that new oxygen. So, like Paul said, choose to think on good things. Think about what you can praise God for and be glad, be happy. And everyone around you will be blessed by your joy. You know, you may feel overwhelmed today, but there's a wonderful song that assures us that He'll find a way. Yes, Jesus will find a way to help you. And now here's a wonderful group, friends of mine, the Celebrant Singers, as they sing, "He'll Find a Way."
Circumstances come your way, and you think you can't go on. When you're feeling at your weakest, Jesus will be strong. He'll provide an answer when you found all hope is gone. He'll find a way. For I know that if He sunset and put the stars in place, I know if He can raise the mountains and calm the storm-tossed waves, and if He can conquer death forever to open heaven's gate, then I know for you,
I know for you. pain that's so intense. All you hold are broken pieces to a life that makes no sense. He wants to lift you up and hold you and mend each torn event.
Remember, he's there.
He'll pick up the pieces that you thought had all been spent. He
can paint a sunset and put the stars in place, if he can make a mountain and calm the storm-tossed waves, then I know for you, he'll see you through, he'll find a way. Amen to that song. Well, that song is by the Celebrant Singers, and their founder John called me the other day to remind me that they are recruiting singers and musicians for their summer tour. And if you want to know more about the Celebrants, email me and I'll send you their information. You know, I do know in my own life that it's easier if we have someone else to encourage us when life is difficult, when life seems impossible. Oh, we may not be able to change our circumstances, and what can we do? What can we do when we don't have anyone to remind us to choose to be happy, to encourage us when life is tough? Well, King David knew what it was like when there was no one to encourage him. You can read his story in 1 Samuel chapter 30. David had left his family and the families of the men in his army back at Ziklag when they went out to fight. When they came back, they found the Philistines had plundered the village and had taken everyone captive, including their women and children. The men were so angry at David for leaving their families unprotected that they talked about stoning him. So, in addition to his own grief for the loss of his family, now his men, his friends, who had been with him for years, turned on him. And then the Bible says a very interesting thing. Let me read it to you. It says in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Well, thankfully, I've never had anyone say they wanted to stone me, but like you, I too have gone through horrific difficulties, and sometimes there was no one to encourage me. But like David, I'm learning to encourage myself in the Lord. How? By taking the time to read the Bible, especially in the Psalms. And as I've said before, listening to God-honoring music, like this song I want to play for you now. This song has been a personal encouragement to me in my darkest of times. In fact, it has become one of the theme songs of my life. Here are the Tallies singing, "Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy." Yes, Jesus, You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from You. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, You're the center of my joy. Oh, I love that song, and I pray that Jesus will be the center of your joy too. I've been talking about keeping our joy, smiling, choosing to be happy with some scriptures for you. But I must confess, I'm not so naive to believe that simply smiling at people will change their world. But I do know that choosing to be happy changes my world, at least in my heart and mind. Oh, the circumstances may not change, but inside I am changed. Inside I can encourage myself in the Lord and remind me that if God is for me, who can be against me? I can read the Psalms and rejoice with King David about the goodness of the Lord and how He cares for us and watches over us. And Jesus said in John 14:18, "I will not abandon you as orphans. No, I will comfort you." And the author of Hebrews wrote in chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, he wrote, "For Jesus himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.' So we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?'" Well, those facts alone are worthy of being happy. Our Jesus will never leave us, abandon us, or forsake us. But Jesus will comfort us, and we don't need to fear. Oh, what reassurance we can have, no matter what we're going through. And I hope these scriptures are a comfort to you also. Now remember, if you or your children or grandchildren love to sing or play an instrument, email me for information about the celebrant singers. If you join them, it will open up a whole new area of ministry for you. So email me today for the information. Well, our time together is over, and I have loved having this time with you. I do appreciate each one of you who choose to spend this time with me. And will you pray about sending in a donation? I don't take a salary, but this program is 100% listener supported, so I need your help to stay on your station. So listen to the announcer for my contact information. And don't forget to tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.